Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Right on the magic school bus.
You were not saying wheels on the bus.
Hey, West Ham is just so boring and not
rain. Riding top rain.
Oh, rage, kind of, yeah.
On the playground.
It's where I got most of my concussions. Actually, all.
Teen TBI talks.
There you go. So it's that makes it a series.
Boom. Done. Intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that.
Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Hey guys.
As I say always, this is a very special episode because every episode is special.
I was going to say, every episode I think says this is a special episode.
We have a couple of amazing guests.
Yes,
to start off our series, future ongoing series, Teen TBI Talk.
Yes, because you know
there should
know
be
what?
Like a little ding right there, right?
Well, yes, because you had an idea. Poor Joe. Lauren's so mean to Joe.
Yeah, Lauren, don't be mean to me just because this is more Lauren-centric episode because we're going to be talking about concussions.
Yes, because honestly, we've been talking a lot about your stroke, so I'm feeling very unloved.
Yeah, I know you guys are bored out there hearing about how I almost died and now I lived and now I'm kind of killing it. I get it. All right, let's
just make you a Lifetime movie about your life and move on.
I'm all right with that, so long as George Clooney plays me. Because, you know, we look exactly alike. It's uncanny.
So, I'm surprised you haven't gone into how he touched your butt that one time.
Oh, now that you mentioned it, there was that one time that George Clooney touched my butt.
We don't have time.
So today we have an actual studio.
I know, right?
We have Darius, young teenage concussion survivor, and Darius's mother.
Kayla Hilton.
I don't know your last name. I was going to say Kayla Hilton of the Hella Real show.
That's right.
Yeah, we're getting hella real up in this piece talking about concussions.
Yes. So Kayla, tell us a little bit about your podcast.
So it's a YouTube show.
Sorry. Lauren obviously did not learn anything before we started.
Have you seen this face? It was not meant for video.
That is mean, first of all.
I'll talk about me.
Oh.
I'll talk about me. I would not say that in front of Lauren.
I thought you said she could like kill with her bare hands. Ow. And watch yourself.
Yeah. So that just happened.
Mm-hmm. Vulcan death grip.
Yes, I just saw that. I'm worried for you now.
Yes. This isn't even about Teen TBI Talk. This is a cry for help.
I can't help you, but
so Kayla, what is your YouTube show about?
It's called Hella Real because we are Bay-centric, Bay Area, California.
Go ride the whip.
And we are all girls and sometimes we have guys, but we talk about trending topics. We talk about dating. We talk about politics sometimes if it's really needed. Mm-hmm. We also have guests. We have musicians. We have business owners, like whoever we can get to kind of highlight, show the community, our viewers about. So check us out, youtube.com/hellorreal.
Yeah. We'll make sure to include a link in the information for this episode, guys.
You so, hella right, we're going to do that.
Now, again,
it's going to be a hella hellas.
Oh, God. Now, do you guys get into the discussion sometimes of hella versus hecka?
Oh, no. Stop. No. Please don't say that you acknowledge the word hecka.
To me, if it's like a little kid thing.
I'm going
to say hecka.
Yep.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm saying hella.
Hella.
I remember that was something like, I think it was elementary school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some of us weren't even allowed to say heck or hecka growing up. So
some people aren't allowed to say gosh.
That is true.
Oh my God. I wasn't allowed to suck my teeth. I would get hit. Like I would get hit hard.
Yeah.
I wasn't to talk out your neck.
Oh girl. Yeah. Neck roll. So Darius, are you allowed to? Good.
Yeah.
Hello, though.
Oh, he's allowed to say hello.
Yeah. You're not allowed to curse, but you know, come on, you could do it. Right here.
Stop corrupting the child.
You're going Lil Wayne status. You don't cuss on the mic till you're 18.
Yes, I like that. That's a classy young man right there. Classy young man.
That's a good rule of thumb. So Darius, tell us about your concussion. So this isn't a concussion. This is concussions.
It's like a series. It's a trilogy. It's a series.
Yeah, we're doing the Teen TBI talk as a series. You've had a series of concussions.
Yeah. I've had three so far. God. And then...
How old are you? 14, you had three. Come on.
Three too many.
They're all pretty when I was pretty young.
So what is pretty young?
Oh, like nine, like on the playground and me just trying to impress people and being dumb.
So the lesson here is don't try to impress people.
Yes.
Life lesson, y'all. So how did you get your first concussion? You said you were about nine?
I don't know, like eight, nine, around that age, fifth grade.
Let's confirm with mom.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
How'd you get it? I'm waiting for some fantastical story, like flying over the monkey bars and like landing somewhere.
I was on the playground and I did a back or a flip off the structure. And then with me celebrating, I was swinging on the ladder. And then when I swung and hit my head into a pole.
So he landed the flip, y'all.
Okay, so he landed the flip.
Bravo on that. You know, as every coach would tell you, celebrate like you've been there before.
Yeah, that's a good point. And all I could think about, you're like, oh yeah, I'm doing backflips off the monkey bar or whatever. And I'm like, oh, he could be in the aerial world. Like, let's go take you to Cirque du Soleil. And then you said you fell and hit your head on a pole. And I'm like, sorry, you can't be in the aerial world anymore.
It was in celebration of landing the flip.
Yeah.
But I was looking at a female.
You know what?
Of course. Did she smile before you hit your head though? Okay.
Yeah, this story's starting to make a lot more sense, isn't it?
That little tramp.
That
little hussy.
Yeah. I can't call a 9-year-old anything else.
Yeah,
I absolutely can.
No, you will not.
Lauren will beat you.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the NeuroNerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
So tell us a little bit about what happened, because I got my concussion at, oh God, how old am I? 26? I think I was 20.
You're not 26.
No, I'm not. Shut up. I think I had my concussion at 26. So my experience was a little bit different than no doubt yours was.
Yeah.
If you can even remember that. I mean, honestly, do you remember?
Do you remember like it happening? Like the whole experience?
Yeah, I remember. But I don't remember like the flip thing, but I just remember like just swinging and then like seeing the pole, like face.
You're like,
face,
oh shit, that's a little close.
Yeah, and then like waking up on the ground, just
you
like
were out.
A tan bark on my body. Yeah, I was out. And then like teachers and kids.
Oh my God. I like how he remembers the bark detail.
Right.
Well, it hurt. I was laying down in wood chips. And I was like, ah, but yeah, it was like a bunch of teachers. And then my mom came pick me up. And
did she yell at you? Be honest. Was she like, what are you doing?
I did not.
I mean, the teachers called me and told me like he was
knocked out.
Yeah, he was knocked out.
Did you take him immediately to the doctor?
Yes, I did. And they did the concussion test.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him to walk a straight line. It was a squiggly line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told him to reach his arm all the way out to the right, mm-hmm. his right hand all the way out to the right, and then touch his nose. And then he went past his ear. Like he didn't even touch his body.
Wow.
So that's when they were worried and they had him take a CT.
Yeah. What part of the side of the head did he hit? Do you know?
My finger was
right directly.
He saw the pole.
Yeah, there you go. You got friendly with the pole.
Yeah.
Wow. And then did you end up throwing up or were you dizzy? No balance? What?
Well, it was just like I was kind of in and out of the whole like experience.
Yeah.
So it was just like I felt nausea a lot, but I was just like, I feel like I would, like it feels like I was going to sleep and waking up.
Wow. Uh huh. Oh yeah. Yeah. That sounds familiar.
That's not good. Did that happen to you?
Similar, but not well. You know, Lauren didn't go to the doctor for 4 days.
Oh, because yeah. Don't be like Lauren.
Yeah. Who went to teach dance that next day and went upside down?
Oh my god.
So that's scary. I was in a car accident and I hit the back of my head from because someone hit me from behind and I had a hair clip on, hit the back of my head. I was a real estate agent at the time, so I was going to an open house. So one, the guy who hit me was a douchebag, right? He was a jerk.
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah, he was. Like, he was like yelling at me like it was my fault. I forgot how to change lanes.
If he hit you from the back, it's his
fault. Yeah, exactly.
How dare you allow me to hit you with my car?
But I remember, according to my doctor, I had every symptom of a concussion except for loss of consciousness and memory. Because I remember the guy hitting me, but I also, I was completely disoriented. Time slowed down, like right after.
Did you experience that?
I was out.
So yeah, I didn't.
You felt the in and out.
Yeah. I didn't lose consciousness, which is good. But again, I didn't go directly to the doctor because I've been in multiple car accidents before, but none of them are my fault, which is like good, but not good. And so I immediately went straight to work. I had my friends and my mom were like, you should come home. And I'm like, no, I have to go to this open house. And, you know, then I'll come home after. And I remember I was at the open house playing Baldur's Gate.
Nerd.
I had my laptop. And so sometimes at open houses, you're just sitting there. So I have my video game. So I was playing Baldur's Gate, which also isn't really good to immediately do something that is a big stimulant.
Right.
But I remember like when customers or clients would come in, I could immediately turn it on, right? Like I could be like, this is the house, blah, blah, blah. But I remember I was standing in my high heels and like completely off balance, wobbly off balance. And then I remember it was getting bad where I was trying to show someone the second story of the home. I couldn't climb the stairs. Yeah. Like I was holding onto the balustrade and I was like, okay, guys, just go ahead and look. I'm going to be down here. I got to take care of some paperwork and then come back down. But I remember like one, as a real estate agent, I'm supposed to kind of go with the client,
right.
But I couldn't climb the stairs. And so, you know, this should have been like, hey, maybe something more than whiplash.
Right.
No. So then the next day I think I rested and then the next day I taught pole. And so like I was going upside down because, you know, I'm a retard sometimes, you know, who takes care of themselves. And then the next day is when I was teaching belly dance, I lost central vision.
Oh,
I babbled for about 10 seconds, which is terrifying. I don't know if you ever babbled, but that's where it's like beyond being a young boy, but babbling, but like, you know, where literally your tongue keeps going and you have no idea what you're saying.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
No control. I had numbness in my tongue and one of my fingers on the left side. And then I had the most excruciating migraine or headache I've ever had in my entire life, even to this day. I felt like someone took a pickaxe and just slammed it into my temples while I was driving home. I was driving 80 miles an hour because I was just wanted to get home. I should have pulled over and called my parents to come pick me up.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to get home.
Seems like the best idea. Yep.
And I have
2020,
right? It is. I mean, I have a pretty good tolerance for pain, but I was shrieking in pain. I have never screamed in pain in my entire life. And then as soon as I got home, I threw up. So I knew I was like, okay, that's not a good sign.
Right.
Went to the doctor the next day. I told him all this. He goes, so you have every classic sign except for the loss of consciousness. Yeah. And so I had to get my CAT scan. And then he's like, well, not a brain bleed because that's babbling good. And the numbness.
Right.
He's like, it could be a minor brain bleed. So that was a good thing.
Right.
The CAT scan didn't show any bleeding. But so that was me through all the symptoms. I didn't have the in and out of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, what else did you experience in, like, how did you feel, especially for you, Kayla, mm-hmm. when the doctor's like, he has a serious concussion?
Well, for me, I was just, you know, afraid. And then, you know, they've had him get in the CT and then it's like this crazy looking thing and he's mm-hmm. little.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tried to like comfort him, like, oh, it's like a spaceship or whatever.
Spaceship.
And he seemed okay. Were you okay in there?
Do you remember it?
It was just like, I just kind of got bored. It wasn't like,
because you're in there for a long time.
Yeah. As you can tell by his voice, Darius, pretty cool kid.
Yeah. Cool customer here, right?
Chill guy.
The wonder of youth.
Yeah. nothing really freaked you out?
I was like, just, I don't really like being like super close, like spots, but right. like, to me, it's kind of like I'm not too scared on it, but then I'm not like it doesn't bother me at all.
Right. Did you notice your mom was freaking out at all?
I was in the machine. So oh, okay. I didn't see anything.
Were you like freaking out?
I mean,
freaking out?
No.
She was trying to stay calm for him.
That I was freaking out. I mean, I was more just like anxious about what are the results going to be because, you know, I knew that he was messed up because obviously he lost consciousness. He couldn't walk a straight line. He couldn't touch his nose, which
something was wrong.
Yeah, that's
right. Which is concerning. So I was just worried about what are the results going to be. And I was just kind of, you know, hoping for the best and that, you know, there isn't a brain bleed, like you say, and that, you know, it was going to be okay. I would, or to find out what the next steps were going to be.
So for those of you out here who don't have a concussion, there's not a test out there that can really show if you have a concussion or not. They can check with an MRI, but the only way it helps you is if you have a scan of your brain pre-injury, and then they can show the difference post-injury. So it doesn't, there's no, everyone's like, well, isn't there a way that you can just like take a scan of your brain and they can tell you where the injury is and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Not really, unless there's a scan pre-injury
to compare it to.
So we should all just go get brain scans.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, the brain scan party is going to be so much fun.
But for doctors, when they prescribe CT scans, that's usually to see if there's any sort of brain bleed because that'll show, even an old bleed will show there if you catch it soon enough.
Right.
Which is the same day.
Well, me, I had a few days later. They were like, oh, we'll still see.
Okay.
Most doctors don't like to overprescribe CT scans because of the amount of radiation.
Yeah, they only like to overprescribe drugs.
Exactly, right? Antibiotics, sure.
Yeah,
radiation, no.
Yeah.
Opioids, yes.
Yeah, those.
We only have a crisis. But that's one thing to keep in mind, that when you have a concussion, it's oftentimes very difficult to diagnose other than asking for symptoms.
Right.
So a lot of times those of us with concussions can sometimes, as we've discussed before, feel imposter syndrome because we're like, well, we don't, like if you have a stroke, you can have a test to confirm it, right?
Joseph, I also have a big hole in my head. So I mean, there's that.
I mean, and then you got to deal with Joe. But like for those of us with concussions, sometimes our brains are even not even meaner to us and tell us, well, we didn't really have it. And the symptoms can be explained away by something else.
By something else, which is ridiculous. You know? Concussion survivors.
Yeah, I know.
It's a brain injury.
Yeah, it's a brain injury.
Brain injury is a brain injury.
It's just not as sexy as saying you had a stroke.
That's very true. I say this all the time. There's nothing sexier about me than my stroke. That's why I keep my woman.
Oh, God. And Fel is rolling her eyes. I love it.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
So how did your recovery go? Like, did you have to change anything? Did you have the 24-hour headache?
No. So here's the thing.
Yes.
That was concussion number one.
True. But that was the worst one, right?
That was the worst one.
Yeah. So what did you find? Did you have to change or did you have to do anything different in your daily life? Did you take time off of school?
I don't remember. Because, you know, it was like what I said, it was like when I was younger, so I feel like when you're younger, high events that you experience, those are the ones you remember.
Right.
The semi day or the days that went by, I didn't really like pay attention to. I was just like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But personally, no, I don't think anything was like that different to me. But I did notice like recently, or like not recently, but like I've been noticing like when I walk sometimes, like I get a little like I stumble a little bit,
like loss of balance.
Yeah, and it's just like. Like, I'll be walking in a straight line, then I'll, like, curve off and then, like, go back. And it's just, like, I want to say that's for my concussion, but I don't really know.
Is that happening still now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing that kind of sucks is, like, everyone's brain is so different and neuroscience is such in its infancy and it's so still very individual, the way the brain heals and the symptoms and what everyone goes through, is that there's sometimes when you're, like, oh, this issue is happening. And you're like, well, I can explain it away with something else. But at the same time, you're always like, but could it be tied to my brain injury?
Right.
Because a lot of people don't know and doctors don't always tell you. And so I want to know if the doctor told you about this.
They
Kayla.
Didn't say anything. Really? It was pretty much they did the scan and they were like, well,
there's some Motrin.
Basically, they were like, it's not we don't need to do anything else. And you're like, basically, like, he's fine.
That's awful.
And just they said, you know, be aware and don't let him like get another one within the next 6 months.
This is true. Yeah. Because you can die from it.
Yeah.
Did they tell you that?
No.
Oh, so real take here.
Lauren L. Manzano, mother of concussions.
Yeah. So my little brother, my brother and I were martial artists. Mm-hmm. We're champion fighters and stuff. So my brother was at the Junior Olympics and he got knocked out the last 10 seconds of the fight. He was winning because he was dumb and he charged in. But he got knocked out by a spin kick to the back of the head. I call it the reset button, which is like that little knob right under, like at the back of your skull.
Please don't knock me out.
No, I won't. So he got knocked out and he like face planted, right? So he came and he lost consciousness, stuff like that. He came around, like they woke him up, but he was so not there. Like one of the Taekwondo masters was holding my brother on his lap because he couldn't sit in a chair while the head referee and organizer of the tournament was talking to my parents about their options because Eugene could finish the fight or he could bow out. They weren't going to disqualify the kid because it was an accidental kick. Right. And it was very clear it was because my brother fucking charged into the damn fight the way he did. But my brother, this is how good our conditioning is growing up as kids. My master was asking him, do you want to fight? My brother's like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Answering yes, sir to everything.
But he didn't. He was not really conscious. Yeah.
But what had happened was the organizer came to my parents and said, look, or the head referee. She's like, we've seen this before. And we have seen kids get knocked out and then come back into the ring thinking they're okay and get another hit to the head and not even a hard hit, but another hit and they've died.
You're very susceptible to a secondary concussion or worse brain injury.
Yeah.
You in particular too, because you were so young, your brain is still developing.
Right.
The fact that you had a concussion at such a young age, that's crazy alone. The fact that you had two more. So when was the second one? When was your second concussion?
I don't really remember, but I know it was like semi close, like maybe like a year later.
Okay,
like it wasn't 6 months. Right.
How did you get it?
I think
another girl. Okay,
I think I just fell or hit my head.
Was running and slipped on like somebody had dropped some food on the ground. Okay. Literally like Mario.
It was a banana peel. Peel.
That's hilarious.
But I think it was actually like a sandwich or something. I remember you were like, it was lettuce, mom.
So basically, your life is like a cartoon.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I hit my head in a hole and then I slipped
on lettuce.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's also the first time I broke my wrist.
Oh, I'm sure,
like trying to brace for the fall.
Yep. Yeah. That'll do it. And then he
sprained the other wrist.
Of course he did.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Because he was overcompensating. No, he had one broken, one sprained because he was trying to overcompensate with the other hand and then he overworked it.
Right.
So, but the doctors never had a conversation with you guys. I'm like, here are some symptoms, like some things that could happen as you go healing through the physical stuff, like the headaches, the migraines, sensitivity. Don't read, don't write too much.
Yeah.
And then they didn't tell you like, hey, 5-6 months later, this is when post-concussion sits in and it's psychological issues like depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, mood changes, all that.
See, that sucks. That sucks. But I mean, like it's becoming a more normal conversation, unfortunately, but it's good. It's fortunate and unfortunate that like we're having these conversations more often. So like people understand.
It's a healing process.
This is a process. The stuff that happened to Lauren, she experienced things that she had never experienced in her life.
I never had anxiety until this. Like I was one of those well-adjusted teenagers. Well, I was a weird teenager. But I never had anxiety growing up my entire life until the car accident. And then I had anxiety attacks and panic attacks. And I still have it sometimes.
Like you said, well-adjusted. I was like, oh.
No.
You came from a two-parent household.
And then
congratulations. Right,
Don't hate me because you ain't me. Right? But no, it's unfortunate that a lot of doctors aren't equipped.
And we're going to the urgent care. So who knows
how many
different, you know, things that those people are dealing with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's basically like an emergency room. So they're just seeing any and everything.
Yeah.
So
they're
not specialized.
Yeah. Their job is to get you well enough to get out of their office.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know?
To stabilize you.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's unfortunate. So, and then, okay. So now you're third.
How'd that happen? And when?
I'm assuming a big boulder with the word acne on the side fell on your head.
An anvil.
No?
Right? And then there's the roadrunner going by. They missed the coyote and it hit you. Do you know what that is? Looney Tunes?
Oh, okay, good. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy.
I'm a good parent. parent.
Yes,
I am
thank
so
you.
Happy.
This
was all 100%
right.
Kayla. Oh, thank God. You. Kayla, you hella dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You a good mom right there. Good mama.
Ow.
So, Darius, how did that happen?
Personally, I don't know.
I was going to say, mama, how did
it
happen?
It was football, right?
No, because I feel like all my sports.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Because all his injuries have been off the field.
Off the, like,
same.
Sport
yeah.
related,
same.
Just not during the sport.
I feel like it was.
Because it was like as minor, but I think the third one is what caused all of the psychological symptoms that
right.
you're referring to.
Yeah.
I think I did fall off like a slide or something.
Mm. Hey, I did that and I broke my elbow falling off a slide.
Oh, like, I think I landed on my head.
Okay, well, I have broken elbow.
We play on slides completely differently.
I tried to walk up
like
a slide.
Jump off uh-huh. the slide, like, on, like, you know. Like,
were you going yeah. head first down?
No, Darius was just trying to be extra.
I was trying Wait. Not to, but then ended like, up like that.
Were there chicks there?
I was trying to rock up a slide.
No? Okay. I was like, if there was chicks there, I was like, yeah, of course I'd be trying to do flips. Look super dope.
Walk up the slide.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run up the escalator.
Yeah, I think it was like a 3-tier slide, so it was like I was on the second tier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the,
like, wait,
the loop,
different
the,
tier.
The, like the loop,
the loop,
the
oh.
spiral ones.
I'm like, what rich kid school has tiered slides?
That's
no, rich geez. Schools don't have dangerous stuff.
That's true. That is true.
That's all the old hood parks that are
right?
like, everything's still hot ass metal.
Oh,
yeah, there's like duct tape on
yeah.
the side.
The bird, yeah,
splinters.
Oh my God, yeah, I don't miss those.
I think I'm a big fan of what I think he should be playing sports and hanging out in, helmet and a bubble, right?
Okay, well, so
they
fun,
do have those
yeah.
bubbles.
Yeah,
I was
like
gonna
a bubble
say,
suit.
The mm-hmm. funny story is, so my uncle is a coach, for a local high school. Bless you.
Bless you. That was Darius
okay,
sneezing.
Yeah.
he's a football coach for a local high school.
Okay.
And he said, so they do, a lot of their kids will end up with minor concussions and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And his own son, my cousin, got a concussion from football. And so now the rules are very strict,
yes.
Where kids can't play right away. Cause they used to be like, you're fine. Just take,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You yeah. got your bell rung.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Bell
yeah.
rung. Exactly.
Exactly.
Bell, rub some dirt on it. You're gonna be fine.
So now they have this giant helmet that they put the kids in. Cause they still go to practice a week or two later. And it's this
oh,
giant
funny.
Foam helmet that they have to, it's literally the size of like Mimi's brain.
Oh my
thing.
Gosh.
And so I have a photo of my cousin. I'll see if I can find it where he literally is on, they have a photo of him on the field with this huge red foam
so
helmet.
So that's basically saying don't hit
don't
this
don't
dude.
Hit the kid. He's training, but it's also to protect his head for any reason if he hits it.
Right.
Because you can, there's also that, what is it? I always forget it. It's like CAPD or something like that.
COPD?
COPD. Thank you. The,
oh, wait, no, that's a long one.
No, wait, that's the yeah. the other progressive concussion one, the one that the baseball player.
Oh,
that guy. Anyways,
yeah.
So there's progressive. What happened? Oh,
Uzi? No, he hurt his ankle.
Oh, yeah. No. So there's also like multiple concussions will permanently change your brain,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why they're trying to. There's professional athletes that have either
well, the CTE.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think that's
correct. Oh, CTE. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a football player and a baseball player that both died.
Yeah, man.
I think one, he died in prison or something like that.
Yeah. And the other one, unfortunately,
change.
Took his own life. Yeah.
But they donated their brains because they said this needs to be studied.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, they knew
changes.
Something was wrong with them. Like,
yeah.
They
I mean, if I saw the 30 for 30 and now I'm like blanking on his name, but the personality change is very apparent.
Right.
Yes. And it's
where,
very real.
He was at first, and then after all these concussions, and
yes.
then when he got CTE, it was like a totally different.
Yes,
person.
Right.
Yeah, like that's part
like
of
unrecognizable.
There was Aaron Hernandez.
Yes, that's
that
who
guy,
it was.
And then there was also Junior Seau. Was another
that's
one.
The one.
Yes,
Junior
that's
Seau.
The football player.
I love
yes.
Junior Seau.
But that's one of the parts of post concussion syndrome. Right now, as they say, starts about the 6-month mark
mm-hmm.
after your injury, after you've healed from the physical things. So
right.
like the headaches, the migraines. Because like I had 24-hour headaches. I don't know if you had that. I would go to sleep with a headache and wake up with a headache from the first one, but
that's
you were really
awful.
Young. Or I had weekly migraines, which was not fun. But you end up healing usually about 3 months after. 3 to 5 months, all that stuff dissipates. Then month 6, that's when it's like, wait, there's psychological healing that has to happen. My doctor was really good about telling me about the physical stuff. He didn't really inform me about the psychological. I have a really good doctor, but even he didn't inform me about the psychological stuff. And I ended up researching it myself. And that is depression, anxiety, inability to like diminish stress capacity. Then you have things like personality changes, mood swings, some suicidal thoughts. I luckily didn't have that, but those are all part of the catch-all. And unfortunately, that's also a catch-all for a lot of other sicknesses, illnesses, mental issues that are easily explained away.
Oh, absolutely. Right? What's easily explained away is that's growing up.
Yeah.
That's going from...
He's a young... Yeah.
Middle school is shitty for everyone.
It is. Yeah, it is.
There's a reason they made middle school because those kids are devils.
Oh, the neuro nerds say it all the time. Kids are dicks.
Especially 11 and 12.
Yes. Well, okay, so I teach... when I taught martial arts, that was like the worst age was teaching the junior high kids. They're evil.
I actually did a documentary about... it's a literary magazine. It's called The Beat Within. It's written by all incarcerated youth.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to get to know the kids, I started going to the sessions with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that 12, 13 year old range, I'm like, I can't. I went once. I'm like, never fucking.
That's the worst.
And I ended up having to file an incident report because one of them said that they touched my butt. And then it was like, oh, it was like they had to file like an assault claim and all this. But really, he touched my elbow. And I'm like, yeah, there's a big difference between elbow and a butt.
Yeah.
Let's not touch too many butts, my G.
not too many female butts.
But yeah, that age range was the worst. And we ended up doing it about the 17, 16 year olds.
Because you're old enough to know a little bit more.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they're the ones who also do more serious crimes.
Yeah.
So they are more, they have better relationships with the people in the program because they're there longer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's craziness.
So Darius, when I know it's hard because you're still pretty young and still going through that growing up phase where your brain is still changing. Your brain's going to keep changing until you're 25.
He's like, nah, man, I'm a grown ass man.
You ain't game.
No, right? did you notice things that felt different that you're like, well, I don't know if this is normal or anything you communicated with your mom about?
Yeah, was there anything like really out of the blue where I was like, oh, that's strange.
That feels weird. Other than like, you know, you're walking, like you're like, I noticed that.
Yeah, it was like what you were explaining earlier, like the suicide thoughts, mm-hmm. the depression, mm-hmm. the anxiety. Like I had that like often. And then, you know, me, I wasn't like, or when I was younger, mm-hmm. my mom would, I used to like want to always talk to people and be a very outgoing guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like after that, I was just like, I don't want to be bothered.
He didn't want to be around crowds. And before I mean, Joe, you know me pretty well. I'm pretty outgoing.
I can tell too.
He was like more outgoing than me. Like if I was feeling shy, I would be like, hey, go talk to that person.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay. And then you would like, you know, be my little road dog. But now he's like, oh, there's going to be so many people there. I'm like, what are you talking about? You love people.
So you got that new anxiety thing. And have you also experienced where it's like you can't trust your brain sometimes where you're like, no, I feel okay. And your brain's like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Right. And then you're like, okay, is this anxiety or is this the brain healing or is this both?
Yeah.
Right. I had anxiety about getting depression. Like I luckily did not get depression when I was healing or still am because I still have post-concussion syndrome. But, I remember I'd had depression when I was younger. So like part of me was like, oh my God, am I going to be depressed again? Am I falling back in?
And that in turn just makes you panic.
Well, yeah. But then a friend of mine pointed out, if you're having anxiety about being depressed, you're probably not depressed. Just have anxiety.
Right. Well, you know, that's good. That's a good way to look at it.
But how are you feeling when you were going through this?
Well, like it just came out of the blue. So it was like.
It felt random, right? Like this isn't.
Yeah. But then it stayed for like my whole. 8th grade, 7th grade, like
let me level with you. Post concussion can be anywhere from 6 months to 5 years right now.
Yeah, it was like ridiculous how much like sadness I felt, and like it's just like I wasn't like I knew something was weird, but then I just thought like maybe it was like the pressure I was feeling,
mm-hmm.
like school, or just like myself causing problems, self diagnosing myself.
Yep,
but I never thought upon it like that's my concussion.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking like. Oh, I'm doing that myself.
Right.
But then, like, now I'm noticing, and then, like, ever since I came on the show, you know, explaining it, and, like, it makes way more sense upon how it started happening and why it's so, like, understandable now.
Right.
And it's also what's nice when you can be like, oh, maybe it's tied to the concussion. It kind of takes some pressure off yourself because you're like, you don't need to blame yourself for it. But at the same time, there's also a part of it where you're like, you can't control it. Because the one thing you can't control is your body and your brain, you know? And you can't control the healing.
No. It's going to heal when it damn
But I can say, like, as a parent, it's comforting to me to know that that is a symptom.
Yeah. Right.
Because, you know, I saw the difference. And
I was going to say, did he talk to you about any of this?
Yeah, but kind of like more after the fact of like he's having these like serious
thoughts.
Yeah, in the moment, as a dude, because I'm a dude. I don't know if you guys know that. So as we're all dudes.
Yeah.
As a dude being raised by like all women, it was like it was easier for me to talk to women, I guess, but like it was difficult to talk to them because it was like this really personal thing, and it had like this weird balance where like I'm like a dude's dude. I don't want to talk about all of these like really emotional things that make me feel a certain way. It's going to make me feel even more feminine. And I'm trying not to be feminine. I'm trying to be a grown ass man, even though I was like 14.
Well, I'm saying he's a young man here. And so when you're growing, I'm sure you're also trying to work it out yourself in your own brain. And I'm sure it's also not the easiest thing to go talk to your mom and be like, hey, mom, I'm having like at that moment and being like, I'm having these really dark, weird thoughts.
Yeah. Like it was like a long, long time before I even like said anything. I didn't know like she figured it out or like was noticing stuff, because it would be like I'd come downstairs, eat, go in my room, stay in there like all day, and then be school room. That's it. And then it's just like that'd be my safe zone, because there was like, you know, I didn't have to worry about anything. And but then it was like constantly my mind is always thinking and like taking things to a whole different level. So
and a I'm scary more, level, huh?
Yeah. And then I'm always like overthinking stuff. So it might not even be like myself, like. Let's say my mom's like doesn't answer the phone, like things go through my mind. Like, she got in an accident.
Yep.
This and that. It's just like I don't like that about myself, but it's just like something that I've been dealing with for like a decent amount of time now.
Right.
So I'm kind of used to it. But
hey, you know what? Big love to both of you guys, you know, for noticing and actually being like upfront and being like, hey, mom, this is what's going on. It takes a lot, especially at your age, even though clearly you're a grown ass man.
Okay,
Joe, even though
stop calling him a grown
no, he
man.
Is still a child, Joe. Stop it! Oh my god,
Lauren is so strong.
I'm like,
I like being called a grown man.
Of course, you do.
You don't like you're gonna like that now. You're not gonna like it later when you're 18 and everything. You have to pay for everything yourself as a grown ass man.
Point. Right? Right? Hey, enjoy
no more
this.
Free bailout.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like is he like mama's boy? Is he?
I guess so. Yeah? I guess he's not a daddy's boy.
Yeah. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Before I started using Audible, I was having trouble reading my brain buddy Mimi Hayes' book, I'll Be Okay, It's Just a Hole in My Head. But once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Mimi's book with us. That's right, the Neuro Nerds are forming a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
Boom!
Boom!
So for you, Kayla, like you said, like I'm sure that was terrifying. For you as a mother.
Yes. And like to me, I mean, I didn't know about post-concussion syndrome. So I'm in my mind like, what the fuck happened? Like, who do I need to go kill?
Right? Like, who do I be?
A person.
Like an experience that happened that like causing him to feel like
this. Who hurt my child?
Yeah. And then like, he had a little girlfriend at the time. I would see her.
Oh, this little trick ass hoe, right?
Right. I would see her dad at 7-Eleven be like, oh, you know how to raise no kids. but I didn't know that that wasn't even like
a possibility.
So I'm sitting there like, what
can you
happened?
Do?
Like,
who
do I need to punish?
Yeah,
I'm sure it's like a weight off of both of you. You know, you just being like, oh, okay, there's a reason why I'm feeling this way. It's not just like, this isn't just what this is.
It's not just teenage angst.
Right. And for you, it wasn't like, I don't have to kill anybody.
Yeah, I'm not going to jail.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I still experience those thoughts. Like, sometimes, like, I just like, I get in like a deep or like dark mood. And it's like, I push myself away. But then, like, sometimes I kind of like shine through and, you know, talk to people and be nice. But still, I have that, like, there's too many people. I'm like, I don't want to go here.
I live that.
It's, and then it's just like my mind always constantly thinking. And then it's really.
So I have a question for you. Have you ever gone for therapy?
I have, mm-hmm. but personally, like, sometimes, depending on the person, mm-hmm. like my relationship with that person, I don't like opening up.
Yeah, so that's the hard part.
To a therapist, they're just like, hey, tell me your problems.
Yeah. I'm like, what I totally get that because I'm one of those people where it's like, no, I can figure it out and self-diagnose and I know what to do.
Because yeah, that's yeah. healthy. Lauren.
Yeah, totally healthy.
And then you also need to be able to have a good relationship. Like, yes. like you were saying in another episode about like you get broken up with your
yeah.
therapist.
Yeah. With your therapist. Yeah.
Because it's a relationship.
Absolutely. A relationship.
Yeah. And so we have to vibe and like.
Of course.
And being a teenage boy. On
that's
top of everything.
That's the really hard part. I mean, I didn't go to a therapist for a year and a half after my car accident because, again, I didn't realize. Like I was trying to tell myself I didn't have post-concussion, though I knew it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was trying to deal with the insurance companies, but they were denying my claim. And they were basically saying I made it up, even though my doctors had written down that I had a concussion and that it was caused by the car accident. But because there was a clerical error on the paperwork, the insurance agency said I was lying and that I completely made it up.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
seriously. And it was a clerical error. And they didn't even tell us that until I got my lawyer. And I got a lawyer that was a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Because I literally was, I would get so much anxiety. Like if I saw a phone call, if I got a letter and I would put it away and not deal with it because I couldn't, I would go into a panic attack. And so finally a friend of mine is a personal injury attorney. And she's like, this is bullshit. I'm going to help you. We're going to take care of this. But one of the things she made me do was go see a psychologist. The most expensive psychology I've ever done because it ended up costing me like $3,000 out of my settlement. But I want to pass on some, since you're not currently probably going to a therapist right now, something to help as one concussion person to another. The most helpful advice that this doctor gave me was that you have to reframe everything, right? And that's really hard to do sometimes. Especially because you are really young. There is a difference when you're young and when you have a little bit more experience under your belt. But one of the things is you have to accept your new normal. Oftentimes when you're a brain injury survivor, Joe will attest to this, we often look back to who we were before right. the injury and we try to get back to where we were.
It doesn't help us move
forward. No, you try to get back to the person that you were, the happy person, the outgoing person that you were. The confident person that you were, and you keep putting that on a pedestal and you keep looking up at it.
Right.
And you're not going to get there.
No.
You won't.
And it sounds harsh, but
it sounds really harsh, but you won't get there.
It's okay though.
Yeah.
It's okay. So it's not like there's nothing abnormal about it. It's absolutely normal. Mm-hmm. It's just a new normal.
Yeah.
That's
And it's like I always think about, it's like Pokemon. Do you play Pokemon Go at all? Ever? Yeah. Ever watch Pokemon? Okay. You know Pokemon.
I know what you're talking about.
I was trying to bond with him earlier. I'm like, what are you into? So I was like, do you know Pokemon?
And you're like, no. And you're like, do you know Baldur's Gate?
Yeah,
come on, man. You're not bonding with anybody. It's a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, shut up. But it's so the way we describe it, and Joe and I have talked about it, is like, it's your next evolution. Like, if you're going to be Oddish, right? The Pokemon Oddish, you got to go through Gloom and then to Vileplume, right? But if you keep trying,
you picked up Freeny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
By the way, I make that face. You guys didn't see it. He made the face that I make.
Okay, let's do
eight times a day when I'm hanging out with Laura.
Okay. Let's go back to how about Charmander? You know Charmander?
Can we pick
the Pokemon?
Yeah, Charmander and then Charizard, right? So there's Charmeleon in the middle. Okay. So you're gonna start as a Charmander, right? And then if you want to get to Charizard, because we all want to level up in our lives, right?
We want to be fire.
Right, we want to be fire. I was like, I just want to be a plant.
Bulbasaur, you're going to be.
I love Bulbasaur. But, you know, if you find yourself after a brain injury, right, your new normal might be that you're not comfortable with crowds anymore. For me, as I forget words. Which is absolutely, it's very difficult for me because I pride myself on how articulate I am.
And you speak hella languages.
Yeah, and I speak a lot of languages.
Right?
So for me, I forget words in English, which is devastating. And before I saw this therapist, I would completely beat myself up. I'd be like, what is wrong with me? Like, why can't I remember these damn words? Like, I could remember it last week, blah, blah, blah. And what she made me realize was if I keep holding myself to being able to remember words, I am going to be crying for the rest of my life.
Right.
And because I would literally cry because it was just so frustrating.
Yeah.
So I had to accept that the new normal is I forget words, which is absolutely devastating to me even now. But that's where I'm at. Is I can't remember words.
Right. And it's more accepting so you can move past it
right.
quicker.
So, but when I forget the words, I don't beat myself up because that's where I am. That's my new normal. So when I remember the words, that's like a, oh yeah, I remember the damn words.
Killed
like,
it.
I'm right? killing it. Today. I'm killing the game today because I remembered the damn word. Right. But it also helps me like, and now in conversations with people, when I forget words, instead of sitting there for 10 minutes trying to jog my memory, I just immediately move on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all right, we don't remember that word. Get to something close. And I'll tell people like, this isn't the right word. It's right there almost. Right, I'm getting but it's
there.
Not quite.
I'm getting there.
So I would impart on you as, especially as you're growing up as a young man, right? Not a grown man, as Thank a young
no, no,
man.
No, 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 no not you. Grown man, not grown ass man.
No, no, as a young man, yeah. right? And you're turning into it from what your mother is raising you as a classy gentleman. Okay?
Yeah. yeah.
Classy right? grown ass man.
Classy young man turning yeah. into a gentleman.
Young grown ass man.
Is to keep in mind as like you go through the teenage angst, which will happen, of course, Woo! Is right? Is that all the darkness that you're feeling in those days where you have the low points, like that's just going to be normal for right now.
Yeah.
Like the new normal in your Charmeleon phase is that you're just, you have some low points. So when you're not having those low points, that's a great, that's like XP boost, right? Like your XP is going up. Joe is freaking out about my metaphor here. And then, you know, at some point, right, you're going to turn into a Charizard, but that's going to have to come with some acceptance and some work, you know?
So when you get down, so here's the thing about getting down. It's okay. It's okay. You know, like when I was younger, anytime I would get like upset or depressed or anything like that, it's like, don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Feel that way.
That's the old
It's okay. Here's the trick.
Conceal. Yeah. Don't feel.
Yes. Catholic.
Don't be hella real.
Yeah. I was Catholic. I know all about like the conceal and shove it down. So, right. so it's okay to feel that way. Just don't get stuck there. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, but even that's pressure.
Well, it's not pressure. It's not pressure. It's so the pressure
you don't
is.
You want to get so far down that you feel like you don't need to be.
Yeah, feel that way. Lauren's done it with me a few times where I'll be like, man, everything sucks. It's terrible. I have a brain injury. I can't remember anything. And then she's like, okay, have a pity party.
Yeah.
Be better tomorrow.
Yeah. Let me get you a cake.
Like, let it go.
Sometimes I feel like he's like a little kid and I get the keys. I'm like, look at the keys. Yeah.
She's like, oh, look, shiny. I'm like, yeah, shiny. And then I'm right back in there. But yeah, like feel bad. Like take an hour. Take a couple minutes, an hour, take an evening, but then the next day, all right, it is what it is. Move forward. Move past it. That's like the trick. Mm-hmm. I say that like it's easy.
Yeah, I was like, sounds very
it's
easy.
It's not easy, but it's something that you should practice and like lean towards doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like a getaway for me was hanging out with my uncles,
mm-hmm.
like her brother and my dad's mm-hmm. brother. Like, and especially like my dad's brother, he would take care of me a lot. Like I was his own.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me how to drive.
Awesome.
Good man.
He was like, he was like really cool. And
he's like, when somebody cuts you off, you stick your middle finger out at
Joe,
him, right?
Stop
what?
It.
No?
No. That is what he taught him, actually.
No, that is okay.
Really
do not.
Once I was on the freeway and I'm like, in my rear view, you see this car like wilding, zipping back and forth. And I'm like, damn, they're tripping. And they pull up next to me and it was his uncle.
Oh,
shit.
He
was like, what's up, Caleb?
Like, the Neuro does not condone road rage.
No, not at all between us two. But you guys have at it.
Okay.
No? Too much?
I have my own road rage. I just don't broadcast it.
Oh, yeah,
plausible deniability.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, that's why you have human thumbs in your trunk.
Shut up.
For people who have cut you off before.
But go ahead.
Yeah, Jairus. So continue.
But yeah, like my uncle Jose, he would go on a boat, go camping or drive around, do donuts, like whatever.
He's from Oakland. So,
yeah.
Okay.
He was from San Francisco, but
I was like, okay.
Lived in Oakland.
That explains it.
Took him to his first sideshow. It was all about it. He's in a Kamaya video.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
but my uncles are like dope, you know what I'm saying? And I always look at them as like father figures,
right.
Because you know, I'm not trying to downgrade my dad, but also him, but
right?
He wasn't the best,
right? Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and it was like just my mom and then my uncles basically that showed me a lot. And then, when I was going through that like that horrible phase, it was them like who held me.
Oh, good,
and then like I didn't necessarily tell them all about it, right. But. Is I'd rather have somebody that doesn't know and just like
support you.
Yeah, support me like no matter what.
Yeah.
And then like not have that weird thing I tell them, like look at me a different way.
Right.
I feel like they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Just to,
that is 100% what we do.
Yeah.
We talked about stigma of brain injury
and judgment.
And judgment with like a lot of people, we don't talk about it because it makes you feel weak. People are gonna look at you like you're broken.
Well, not even that. They're gonna look at you sometimes like you're lying because it's not
physical.
You can't see it. It's an unseen condition.
Yeah, it's an invisible
injury.
Illness. Injury.
Yeah.
Invisible
it's kind of crazy because it's like it is a physical injury, but it feels like an emotional injury.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's the post-concussion and the healing.
You're going to get a thing that I think all of us brain injury survivors get. Yeah, but you look so normal. Mm-hmm. The worst.
Oh, you can't tell. You had Wiley?
Like, what does that mean? Yeah. What am I supposed to, like, my list was to hang off?
Right, exactly. Right.
Like, what am I supposed to look like?
Right, not everybody ends up, like, in a cane or a wheelchair.
And not
or,
everyone is, an elder, right? It's right. Young people. Mm-hmm. There's children and babies who have very severe brain injuries,
yeah.
You know?
And because yeah, you have a vibrant young champion over here with a brain injury.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you have two very young, very attractive, grown-ass men who had brain injuries. Right?
No, I see a young man growing into being a gentleman, and yes. I see Grandpa Ken.
Grandpa Ken, dang.
Hey, it's not gray. It's platinum streaks I got in the beard.
Peppered.
Right? Peppered.
I like that.
So, Darius, now you said you played football. You play football?
I played. Recently, I was going to sign up for my high school team.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was thinking about I have too many concussions. And
you know what? That's smart.
I was going to say, I'm proud of that decision.
Like, I wouldn't be opposed if you were like, you know, I'm going to go out. I'd be like, okay, cool. I'd rather you didn't. But, like, it's great that you came up with that decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I was like, I really want to do it. Like, I hear people talking about, dang, I want to do it.
Right.
But then it's just like, I can't because I how many times I've.
Right. Your brain is still developing now. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you're very susceptible to other to concussions because of right. your past concussions. You know? Yeah. And they may be like this. Are you probably not going to go to the NFL? You might. I'm just saying.
I'm like, how tall are you?
But if not, there's so many other amazing, beautiful things that you need other this sports. Beautiful brain for.
You can do another mean? Sport.
Also, right? There's girls.
Or you could do broadcasts like your mama.
Or you could be a broadcaster like your mama.
Yeah, yeah. There's also girls. Put all your focus and energy there.
No.
I mean, you
put
studies.
No, you put your focus and energy in school.
The teen parent.
No. Okay. You put your focus in school. You put your focus in school. Get yourself a scholarship. Help mama out. You go to college. You get a degree. You get a good job. You know.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Start your business.
And whatever you do, wear a helmet.
All the time.
Always.
Oh no! See, we're gonna do an episode where I teach Joe how to pole dance, and we're gonna wear helmets.
Yes. Because it's safety first, people. Safety
it's
first.
Be fabulous.
Then teamwork.
Yes. Teamwork. Yes.
Nope. Just safety. No teamwork.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
Stop laughing at us. Is there anything that you would like to share with any of our listeners? Because we have some young listeners.
You do. We do. I try not to curse too much. I am so sorry.
I know, so do I.
I had a brain injury.
What the fuck, Jim? Yeah.
But is there anything that as a brain injury survivor with a concussion and you're in school and you're still growing that you would want to tell someone either a little bit younger or your age that might be going through this?
Well, it's just like, it sucks. Like, it sucks a lot. Yeah. And what I get a lot sometimes is I have a lot of mood swings. So like mm-hmm. I'm not in a good mood or I'm just, I'm fine for a second and then switch to another one. Like people look at me different, especially at school. Like, why are you acting weird? What's wrong? What happened? And that's like overwhelming because I always get that question. Mm-hmm. And then like the people out there, it's like, you're going to have to deal with that, especially if you have a brain injury and you have mood swings. And if, don't let that stress you out and then, put you down more than you already are. And then also think about like the positives and what makes you happy so you can change your mood. And then you don't have to stand
find
there.
Find your shiny key.
I like that.
Yeah.
We always like to promote and talking about like, you got to find what makes you happy. And you can't be happy 24/7. That's not sustainable.
No,
and
insanity.
It's not real. Yeah, that's insanity. But you have to find a way, like you're saying, to kind of accept if you have mood swings or if you have these thoughts or you have these episodes and, and not let the pressure of your peers, like you say, to make you feel worse about yourself. You know
more than anything. Kids are dicks. You know what I mean? But just understand that the ones that don't understand, that's right. You don't need to really mess with them too much. You know what I mean?
Even if they're the popular kids. Trust me, they're going to peak in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just about to say, high school is a weird dynamic because it's like everyone's all together all the time. And like, then there's all these.
It's weird, a reality show.
It is. All these weird, like Big Brother or something. Like, it's a weird classification. Yeah. then as soon as you get out of high school, you're like, oh, none of that shit.
At all. None of at all. Matters. Like, if I wanted to run into, like, some of, like, the idiots, like, in high school, I just have a pizza delivered. You know what I mean? Like, that's where they're at.
Ooh, but then, burn.
Damn, homie, in high school, you was the man,
right? No, seriously, though, like, where you're at right now, I'm super proud of your your progression. You know what I mean? Even the fact, like, it just blows my mind that you were like, yeah, mom, I'm feeling like this. I couldn't do that.
It took a long time, though. And then I talked with two of my friends, and then, like, that them, like, really, like, talking to me a lot. Mm-hmm. It was, like, an occurrence of, like, it was more easier to talk about. And, like, I knew my mom, like, cares a lot about me. And then, so I was just like, she got to know.
Awesome.
You got to find your people.
You got to find
your gente, like, that are going to be there to talk and support you.
Your rider dies.
Your rider nope.
No?
Nope.
Your rider lives.
There you go. Ride and live.
I'm the same way. I say the same thing. Like, well, I got
to Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'll ride.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not going to die.
Yeah, we're going to ride and enjoy life to its fullest.
Exactly.
You need those.
Right, we ain't Thelma and Louising it here, okay?
It doesn't sound as good in a rap song.
I'm going to
Yeah, you're like, you turn.
You know what I mean? It doesn't sound as good as a rap song. Yeah, my ride and live together in harmony and enjoy things. It doesn't flow off the tongue. You know what I mean? Ride or die?
Well, rappers, y'all need to come up with.
Yeah, can we, like, we need to get away from the mumble rap and kind of go back to the 80s and the 90s, like the good rap, right?
Yeah,
where
you're
talking about serious issues.
Yeah, enunciate, guys. Come on. You can do this.
They're like the Ariana Grande's where she doesn't enunciate her words. That's the mumble rap of today.
You just referred to rappers of today as Ariana Grande.
Yes.
You know that, right?
With their mumble rapping where you can't understand and everything is about, I don't know.
Money,
drugs, bitches, and hoes. Like,
yeah.
All I'm saying is in the 90s, they also talked about money, drugs, bitches, and
hoes. No, they did, but they were much more articulate.
But we were very articulate.
We could understand that.
Oh, but okay, but we got Yin Yang Twins.
That's true.
Suck it. Yeah. Suck it.
Well, I was like, that's Whisper Song, and that was 2000. I'm thinking about, like, I do some old school, like some good music in my twerk class, like Pop That Coochie, right? We understand what's being said in there.
Darius is like, I don't know what that means.
If it's a little raunchy.
No, we don't care about raunchy. Exactly. I want to understand what they're saying.
Right.
You're calling me a hoe? I want to know you calling me a hoe. Okay?
Yeah, I want Queen Latifah to bust down and be like, who you calling a bitch?
Exactly.
UNITUI.
Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid first to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay.
So, Darius, Kayla, is there anything you guys want to share with our listeners, either as
our neuro nerds out there
and our brain buddies, maybe as a what we call our support team?
Remember I said neurons, but it just made it sound like they were morons.
Yeah. You're like support team.
Yeah.
Like how neuro nerd adjacent.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there anything you want to share as a mom?
As a mom to maybe some other children out there who have had brain injuries, you know, like some other mothers who've had kids who've gone through something similar.
Yeah. I think being an advocate, because your kid's not going to know what to ask. Do the research, try to find out, listen to shows like this. I mean, to be honest, really, like, this just, I mean, my first time talking to Joe about all of this, like, I went and did more research and I started to understand him a little better. So trying to understand, and also if things do happen, like that your child does get a concussion, ask the questions. What do I do next? What do I need to be aware of? What's going to happen? Because like in an emergency room situation or things like that, they're not going to tell that. It's up to you, even though, unfortunately.
Right. We say it all the time. You have to be your own advocate.
You do.
You know what I mean? And as a kid, your parent has to be your advocate.
See, kid, he is a child.
Yeah. He's a grown-ass man-child.
Teenager. Okay. But that's very true. Joe says we do always say be your own advocate. But as NeuroNerd adjacent support team, we always talk about how you can help us. Research.
Yes.
Help us with questions that maybe we're too scared to ask our medical providers, or we don't even think to ask.
Right.
Or, you know, so those are really helpful tips as well.
Yeah.
And if your baby does come to you,
does
come to you.
Teenage baby.
Don't ignore them. Take them seriously. Like you said, you know, some people feel like it's faking or it's teen angst or whatever. Mm-hmm. If there's a brain injury involved, just be a little bit more aware, I think.
But then there is people that who do fake depression and anxiety and stuff like that just to get popular. Have more eyes on.
Look at him. He's like, this. He's like, real talk, though.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have some hella real talk right now about those punk-ass kids that are faking concussions and depression. Come on, punk-ass kids. Stop being punk-ass kids.
I think a lot of it, like you were saying, the music. A lot of the music these days is a lot
it's trash.
It's trash. Yes. Child, I love you.
Is about being depressed and sad. Yeah. And so it almost becomes cool to be like, depressed. Oh, fucking sad.
Yeah. You know what's cool? What's amazing?
Enjoying
yourself.
Being healthy.
Living
your best life.
Smiling. Yeah. Smiling feels so much better than frowning. It really does. It
also,
does.
Less wrinkles. Less
wrinkles. Right, that's right.
Keep those that. Of us late of a certain age, less wrinkles.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm going to look like this when I'm 85.
Honey, no. I got mistaken for an 18-year-old this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Someone's lying.
Feels good.
Yep. Wow. All right. And Darren.
You do look like a baby.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say and add and close our show out with?
Oh, no, not really.
So, okay.
We got to get your nerd.
Quick fire. What are you nerdy about? I know I tried quizzing him earlier.
It's not Baldur's Gate because that's nobody's nerd. It's only Lauren's. She's the only person in the world.
If anyone listens or plays Baldur's Gate out there, please like support me and tell me you exist so I'm not the only one.
I'm not sure if those other three or people Diablo. Listen to our show.
Or Diablo. Like,
she gonna find them. She gonna find them.
I'm gonna find you guys. Tell me, do you play Diablo and Baldur's Gate?
Nobody plays Diablo either. Yeah, indoor game.
There's like three. See? She played.
Oh, Kayla, no.
Okay. People play. I've heard of that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, see? Yeah. She's heard. She's heard. Okay, yeah.
Alleged people.
So, let's go ahead.
I like video games a lot.
Tell our viewers what kind of video games.
Killing games, zombie games.
Yeah.
I like mystery games like Zelda and stuff like that. I like those too.
All right.
But yeah, like
Red Dead Redemption.
Nah, that's all right. I play GTA more than that.
Yeah.
Wasted. And then what about, you said you had a favorite TV show?
Oh yeah, The Walking Dead. Yeah.
Did you see the whole thing?
I haven't caught up on season 9 yet.
Okay. But
they're doing a movie.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they're like, Rick.
I didn't know that.
Because Rick, I'm not gonna
spoiler alert.
What happened
the
to
first
Rick?
One of the
where he like got taken away or whatever out. And you thought he was dead, but he's not. They're gonna make a movie based on like what's happening in his life then and there.
Yeah, I always had like an assumption that he might come back like season 10, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character from there?
I have like four.
Okay.
Negan. Is Negan?
Yeah, one of them was Negan.
Yeah, man.
And then it was Glenn and then Daryl and then Rick.
Yeah, that's a solid four. I'm very happy with that. Like, I'm really good with that. Kayla, what's your nerd on? It's got to be hella nerdy.
It's got to be hella nerdy.
I'm like, can you beat
being
my nerdy?
Married to a nerd, does that count? I said, being married to a nerd.
You know what? That kind of counts. Because Trip, no joke, friend of the show, has been on the show, Trip Denham. Huge nerd.
Him and I vibe really well.
And I also say huge because Trip's fucking tall.
Yeah, he's a tall man.
I have to look up to everyone.
You have to look up to everybody. You're like 5 feet tall in heels.
Shut up.
So I never did more nerdy stuff until.
What's your jam? Like, is it a music? Is it?
It could be cooking.
Fashion?
It could be. There's so many nerds.
I am hella into cooking.
Yes.
I'd
be good.
I get
too.
Excited about crockpot recipes and stuff like that. And then I do video, so I'm nerdy about all that stuff. I'm like, what's the new gadget that's coming out? What is this? Oh, there's a new live streaming. Blah blah blah. Whatever. I get super nerdy about that stuff.
That's a good nerdum.
That is a good nerd. Also, the neuro nerds, we hella love to eat.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Saying.
Yeah,
I was like, we accept all donations in the form of food.
what's your favorite thing that I make, Darius? I'm trying. He's my new protege. I'm trying to get into cook soup.
I say your soup dumplings or your
chicken and dumplings.
A word.
Yeah, they're like smacking.
Yeah.
I have to say, Darius made perfect snickerdoodles the other day, which I've never been able to
And you
achieve.
Didn't share?
He only made a half recipe. He shared with his stomach.
I'm like, I'm a little offended.
He did. I'll give credit.
So he's a good boy. He shares.
Yes.
Do you have any favorite books, TV show?
Well, I was a big Harry Potter nerd, you know.
What's your house?
I never actually did the test.
What do you think is your house?
Obviously, Slytherin. I want to be Gryffindor, duh.
Man, Ravenclaw.
Slytherin.
Yes, seriously. Evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
I like that.
I see you right there. All right, concussion.
I think he just agreed with that because he feared for his life.
Nah, he's cool as a cucumber going on right there.
He really is. Like, he can, yeah.
Hello, fellow Slytherin. I support you.
Oh, yes. No, we're not supporting evil
children.
So who
was your favorite
children.
Character in Harry Potter? Did you have
one? I loved Hermione.
That was my nickname in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, girl, like it. I had the hair too. Like,
yeah, well, you see,
that's just because she had messy hair.
I know there is always a fan theory that she's actually
black.
Yes,
she is. Yes, I saw that too.
If you go by her description, yeah,
she actually is in the play in the UK.
Yes,
she's played by a sister.
If you go by the description in the book,
yeah,
she's black. So shout out to Afro Comic Con.
There we go.
But yeah, I read all the books. Like, we actually in seventh grade, we had I went to super ghetto schools. So they're like, let's help the children. And
I went to ghetto school too. So
we got to all the smart kids. We got to go and read a bunch of books and then present them to the district as to like, this should be required reading.
Yeah. Oh.
And
you did Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
That's
and
awesome.
Like the first, it was like book two. I think. And by that time, only book two was out. So I followed it ever since then. But I didn't know how big it was. Actually, my cousin was like, oh, we're going to go. I'm going to go buy the next Harry Potter. Like, oh, I like Harry Potter. I'm going to go with you. And then it got to like 7 p.m. I'm like, isn't the bookstore closed? He's like, no, we're going at midnight. And I'm like,
there's a release
like, I was
party.
So confused. Like, then we get there and it was like hell of people there. It's popping. I'm like, oh, this is like, I'm not the only one who reads this thing. Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Isn't it nice?
It became like a phenomenon.
Isn't it nice being the smart kids at a ghetto school?
Yeah. The thing is, when you get into the real world, right? You have the ghetto-ness and the street smarts, but you didn't even know you had because
you didn't live in a bubble.
Yeah, because you think you're the like good girl.
Yeah,
you're like the smart one. Then you get out to the real world, like, oh no, I was like some hood shit.
Yeah, and then you realize all the other kids that went to the rich kids' schools. You're like, damn, you didn't have any real life experiences.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
I was like, did no one teach you don't walk in traffic? Like, come on.
Like the basic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't. Nerds. No, that's
smart
like a
nerd.
Thing.
Smart.
Yeah. They called me smart. So your name was Hermione. Mine was Smart Girl.
Yes, girl.
Smart Girl.
That reminded me of Smart Guy.
Oh yeah. You could have been related to the Maoris, right?
Oh my god!
I totally could. They're black and white. You know.
Yeah, you could be.
Oh, you vaguely look like Tia and Tamara.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to give you another
Kayla, we're gonna name you Taylor.
Yeah. Tia, Tamara, and Taylor,
and Taj.
People always think my name is Taylor over the phone.
Hey.
Really? That's weird. I get Jeff for some reason. I don't know why.
That's not even close.
It's
at least
not.
Kayla, Taylor.
It
okay.
is not. This just been happening my entire life where they're like, oh, what's your name? Oh, I'm Joe. Jeff? What? No.
Some people say Harry is for me.
Just, Harry is?
Because that makes sense.
Right. It does. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Is that even a name?
You're like, it's a D as an H. Okay. I get
Harry
it.
Is. Harry is. Cool.
I'm going to call you Harry is now.
Yeah.
It's like Harry Potter, but it's like this is Harrius Potterus.
Nah, man, it just seems like a really hairy dude. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, as
Darius Harrius.
Yes, as we've devolved now.
As always.
Yes, we always devolve in every episode.
So this has been the first of an ongoing series that we're going to be doing called Teen TBI Talk, right? Should we hashtag that?
Yeah.
Hashtag Teen TBI Talk.
TTBI.
TTBIT. That just hurt my brain. So I'm really thankful to have.
I think we just call it Darius. Name it after Darius. He's the first one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's too much intention.
No. We'll do Teen TBI Talk, and we're going to be doing this throughout the year. But this is mostly we're doing this right now with Darius because it's time for back to school. That means more traffic, more kids, more everything. But it's everyone's going back to school, and it's really important.
And doing football trials.
And football trials.
Yeah.
That it's really important for, you know, our kids and our younger listeners or parents with family or friends that have young kids that this is a serious thing.
Absolutely.
You know, and bring a little more attention.
We have to bring awareness to this. I'm going to bring some awareness to all the kids out there, too. Stop being dicks. All right. I'm just saying.
That's impossible. They have all these crazy ass
do your best.
I think that's like physically impossible.
Stop being so judgy. Stop being dicks. And also, kids out there, stop doing weird stuff for girls. Just saying. It's gonna give you concussions.
Don't get concussions for girls.
Don't hit. It's not worth it. Young men, ladies, it's not worth it. You know, like, you don't need to be impressing no one right now, okay? Don't get a concussion.
You don't. So
one likes you on a concussion, okay? You're passing out on them and throwing up. Like, come on.
That's true. There's nothing hot about that. You're not killing it.
Not
you're
killing
throwing
the
up
game.
And passing out. So, big thank you to Darius for being here and sharing and being open and sharing your story. Huge thank you to Kayla. Kayla, you've been hella dope.
Yeah, being a super mom.
Seriously,
super
for being
supportive.
Amazing.
And
being
an advocate.
Amazing mother, being an amazing parent. It was so great. So where can we find you, Kayla?
So my personals is at Kayla Jo Show, because my life is a show.
Woo! Yeah.
And then the show, Hella Real, is the Hella Real Show.
Perfect.
So where could they find you, Darius?
At dmoney123 underscore 1239.
We'll include that list.
There should be a make it rain noise right there.
I know, right? So if there's any other kids, though, if you guys are interested, maybe if Darius is down, make sure to send him a message. And
yeah, let him know you heard him on the neural
network. Exactly. So
like, who's this weirdo?
Exactly. If you guys have concussions as well or brain injuries and you guys want to connect with Darius, you know, he has his socials out there. But you guys can also contact Joe and myself or the Neuro Nerds, and we can make that contact as well.
Absolutely. And if there's any parent out there that has any questions, feel free. Hit up Kayla.
Hit me up.
And, you know, she's a wealth of information. She's a super dope parent, as you guys can tell.
Even just for support. And being even like, just for support.
Even whether you're a parent, if you're a TBI survivor, you're one of the kids or not, go check out the Hella Real Show.
That's right.
It is super hella dope.
Is it 18 right. over?
Volcanic.
Adults only.
Instead of I guess
it's made for the new world we live in.
Okay, there you go.
Where kids are handing out their socials.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful new world that we live in.
Yes, see? You guys should come on the show. You guys. Should.
Yes, we'll come.
Oh shit! The neuro nerds are getting hella real.
Oh my god!
We already have Felice. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Hey.
The neuro nerd production team.
Yes. We'll all be there.
We can all become a machine here.
Yeah. See, we're just spitting out content. We're taking over the world, people.
That's right.
Yes.
So as always, the neuro nerds. We are here to help. Follow me at JoeSoRocks everywhere. Follow Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. Follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Instagram. Follow us at the
Neuro Nerds.
On those internet.
Grandpa Joe.
Yes.
Follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Neuro Nerds on Instagram.
And with that,
beautiful teen TBI first episode
of Back to School Edition,
these Neuro Nerds are out.
Out.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.